For years, the League of Women Voters in Charlotte has helped sponsor candidate forums and debates. That's part of its stated mission as a voter education group. But lately, a number of Republicans say the League has become biased against conservatives. Many are planning to skip a number of candidate forums starting this week, saying the League is no longer a neutral group. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The League of Women Voters is holding the first of three candidate forums starting Thursday night. But a number of Republicans say the group has become closely aligned with the Democratic Party. One reason, they say, the League and Common Cause sued the Republican leadership of the General Assembly over the state's congressional map, which has helped Republicans win 10 of 13 seats. State House Member Andy Doolin, a Charlotte Republican running for re-election, said that's a problem.
There's no real reason for me to go participate in something, an activity with a group that's suing me and suing the state. You know, we're making positive strides for the state, and the League of Women Voters are an active participant in suing us.
Dolores Hurt, the League's president, said the group has been and still is nonpartisan. She said she's troubled that so many Republicans have said they won't attend.
I decry the fact that we do have so many Republican candidates as well as incumbents who fail to show up at these forums.
In its lawsuit against the Republican leadership over the congressional map, the League said it was focused on what it called good government. The League and Common Cause have won their lawsuit over the districts, and the state will likely have to draw new maps next year.
Our goal is to educate the public and to get them involved in voting and the democratic process that we have here in this country.
But Republicans complain that the other sponsors of the forum are also aligned with groups that they see as supporting Democrats. Republican political consultant Larry Shaheen.
If the League wants to be seen as a nonpartisan, unbiased organization, it can't join with organizations that are actively working against Republicans.
Shaheen cited Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America and the Charlotte Women's March, who are also sponsoring the forums. The Women's March is nonpartisan, though it held its first Charlotte protest rally on the weekend of President Trump's inauguration. Hurt said the forum sponsors are trying to advance women's causes.
Women are 54% of the population here in North Carolina, and we feel that our voices need to be heard more than they have been in the past.
Democratic House Member John Autry said the public should be able to hear from all candidates.
To deny the public that opportunity to hear that opinion seems to be short-sighted.
If the Republicans skip the forums, it's not clear if there are any other events that will take their place. In Doolin's House race against Democrat Brandon Lofton, there are no other forums scheduled before the November 6 election. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.